Arigato!
And Cobra Kai. What's up, kids? Is this a two-post week? Is Killjoy coming back? Is he coming back to Anchor? I can't decide. I've been so busy. I spent like almost a month in Dubai just ranked out on work. But now I'm back. Maybe I'm coming back. It's come back just like Cobra Kai. Have you not seen Cobra Kai? Okay, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you probably have seen Karate Kid. If you have not seen Karate Kid, go watch Karate Kid. It's one of the best movies ever, especially if you're in junior high. It's just golden era of watching that movie. So here's the deal, Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai was done, it's a series that he put out on YouTube Red. And it follows the narrative of Johnny, the kid that Daniel LaRusso beat up in The Karate Kid. So you start off with him down and out, right? He's life has started to suck for him because he had bad teachers in life. And then you sort of see this guy as he's gotten older and changes, and he's trying to make a comeback as a person. And so the first thing I got to say, this series was written by the guys who did Harold and Kumar. Apparently Ralph Macchio, the lead guy in Karate Kid, has been approached countless times for these reboots. And he's turned them all down. And these Harold and Kumar guys came to him with a script and he was knocked out. And if there's one thing I can say about Cobra Kai, the writing is so good. Their writing is absolutely stellar. It might be the most well-conceived thing. I can't even, since maybe the Avatar series, I'm going to say, right? If you don't know how nerdy I am, the Avatar series was spectacular. This is right along those veins of like, these guys got a vision and they just nailed it. They nailed it. So here's the thing I love about this series, and I won't get too spoilery, or you can't get too spoilery at this. They sort of invert what happens. They sort of invert the realities, right? Because you end up with this series where the nerdy kid in town ends up falling in line with Johnny the bad kid from gets beat up, our evil enemy from Karate Kid. He ends up almost taking on the Mr. Miyagi role, and then you have the bad kids fall in with Daniel LaRusso, who ends up not knowing. And what's great about where they went with this is like they don't get nuts with these characters. There's one thing that is spectacular: these characters never overplay any moment in time. And what I mean by that is, in like, take the show Lost. If you ever saw Lost, the responses to events happening in the real world are awful. They never, so let me put it this way. Like, someone will walk up to somebody on a beach and Lost and be like, "Hey, you came over to my campsite and grabbed a banana off the table." And then 20 seconds later, these people are almost killing each other. And it makes no sense because they were friends before, and somehow like they get nuts. It's the opposite in this. They say crazy things and people just sort of react the way they probably would react. An example is when Johnny starts up his Cobra Kai dojo, and so Johnny's character in this, he's crazy un-PC guy. He's just doesn't care about anything. He just calls it like it is and says, "Deal with it." And he starts yelling at this kid who's like, "Wow, you're being mean to me." And Johnny's like, "That's because you're funny looking and you're a nerd." And the kid just sort of takes it, which is kind of how it happened in real life. Like, nobody ever goes crazy. The adults yell at each other, but, you know, they never really fight because they're adults. Nobody ever gets out of line. They always sort of take the roles the way we'd act in real life. And that's what makes this writing genius. They never overplay their hand, and they do it so, so well. So Johnny is great. LaRusso is great. The way they invert these plot lines is great. And this show, Cobra Kai, I was transfixed for all 10 episodes. I got a hand to YouTube Red. They just crushed it on this. They crushed it on this. And one of the great things about this is a lot of these movies these days, I'm going to blame Last Jedi as being the worst offender. worst offender of trying to pull in topical politics into their show, right? Like somehow The Last Jedi got all these just bizarre social justice themes ham-fisted in there for no reason at all other than just someone put a data point on a map. And it's so forced. Everyone is acting like no way they'd ever act in real life. The plot doesn't matter. Now, Cobra Kai is the opposite of this. They grab all these topical themes, you know, that the country's going through with left and right thinking and politics and diversity, and they do it so brilliantly. Just absolutely. I don't know that I could name anything out there that does it so well. So if I can't give a strong recommendation for Cobra Kai, you've got to watch this series. Acting is great. Writing is great. Directing is fantastic. You just want more. You just sit there going, it's the first time in a long time I've finished an episode and been giddy with the next episode. Just giddy. Oh, there's just so many great lines. So many great lines. That's it. Short review. Go watch Cobra Kai on YouTube Red. You get it free for a month. I hate to be such a hustler of this, but it's really, really that good. All right. And Cobra Kai. If you watch this, let me know what you think. It is friggin' fantastic. Killjoy out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.